I mean, we're calling all my help you.
Hi, is this Justin Wilson? Hello? Yes, Justin Wilson, please.
No, he's not at the moment. I don't get no name, please.
Do you have the telephone number for James Miller? He's the project manager for my project.
Can I have your name, please?
Margaret Wolfson, Wolfson.
Hey, Margaret. How are you?
Well, I'm not great right now, but thank you for asking. I have a question. Who are you? Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with James Miller.
Who?
James Miller.
Okay, and what's your role? What's your title? I'm getting very nervous. What is your title at Wiki Moderator?
Yeah.
Are you in sales, marketing? What's your role? Who are you?
I'm James Miller.
I understand you're James Suter. What is your title?
I'm the project manager of your project.
You're James Suter or James Miller? Who are you?
Yeah, James Miller. The project manager.
You're James Miller?
James
I'm sorry.
Miller.
Okay. James, it's you are James Miller, my project manager?
Yeah.
Okay, James, great. All right. I thought you said you were, because I had dialed a number that was for Justin, Justin's number. That's why it was confusing. So, James, I just wanted to touch base quickly. I'm a little nervous, to be honest, by a couple of things, and I know we're in a first draft stage, but there were a lot of problems and errors and things that were just left out. I sent a string of emails because I was on a call, and I just kept glancing at it. And I will correct everything and fix it and update it, and maybe that's just part of the process. But, for example, there were many more links. Like there was a list of Ad Age, Huffington Post, Fast Company, and they only mentioned the one link for Fast Company, even though the others were legitimate links, and they didn't put those down as footnotes. So that's one issue that's concerning me is why, and I sent the links in the brief. There was a lot, and they were all documented and third party. So, again, we can all add that, but I'm wondering, I'm going to have to go back and spend a lot of time, word by word, magazine by magazine, even though I provided it in the brief. That's one. Two, the system in which they listed the references is very strange. It doesn't retrieve by. It doesn't have the date. It's not the standard way of listings. And can you explain that to me? Or is that just in the draft? Or why is it just listed the name and then no reference, no date? No retreat from?
Margaret, this is the only first draft that we have sent you.
James, I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
This is the only first draft that we have sent you for your feedback. So, as you have many concerns about it, so we will share your feedback to my editing team.
James, wait a minute. Just a minute. I understand that. And I certainly will have concerns and make corrections. But why was the first draft to me sent in such minimalist form, not even listing out the proper way these things are supposed to be referenced, without dates, without the name of the article? It's just like a title with no reference, and then you click on it and it goes to the link.
Yeah.
But it doesn't
Sorry
set it up in the proper form.
About my team. So what we're going to do is we will update the drafts and send you the good draft right again. Sorry for the inconvenience that the editing team doesn't provide you the...
James, I don't think I can hear you, so there's a bad connection. So let me ask you this. Let me make it simple. Why, when they sent it to me, I have three outstanding questions. And again, I'll fix it. We'll get it fixed. But I'm concerned. The references are not done in the standard Wikipedia-style reference. Why is that?
We will add the references to your draft. So don't worry. We will add those references to your draft. So it's not a problem.
So the way you sent it to me, which is incorrect,
you the, draft
is not
so that you can give your feedback on it. And I know that's the draft
okay, great.
Is not
but
that
anybody
good.
James, I'm sorry. I understand that. But when you send a draft with a radically incorrect way of putting in references, can you understand why that might make a customer, a client upset or nervous? because they're not even doing the work to show how the references need to be languaged. It's wrong. That's one thing. The second thing is the entire sidebar is missing about the website and when the company was founded. I provided all that information. Why is that missing?
I will ask my editing team because they have just updated your initial draft. So I will ask my editing team to correct that information. So you will.
Well, yes, I'm going to send a complete and total feedback sheet with everything that was missing, that was in the brief, all the footnotes that are independent footnotes, they're not
mm-hmm.
editorializing, they're factual footnotes that are missing, and the way the retrieval system was set up that's missing. Whoever did this did a very, very minimal job.
Mm-hmm.
It's very concerning to me, to be honest, James, because the information presented, including links, and et cetera, including the proper way to put in Wikipedia footnotes or references, if that's wrong in the draft, I've lost confidence. Why would that be so radically wrong? A whole chunk of information, like the entire sidebar, is missing. Why? I just spent a lot of money, and I'm losing faith.
Can you wait for 1 minute so I will ask my senior editor to talk to you? 4 minutes.
Yeah, let me talk to the senior editor, James. Thank you, because I really need to. I really need to understand this better, because a lot of mistakes that even in the first draft are pretty weird. So thank you. Let me talk to the senior editor. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hey, Margaret.
Hi, who is this?
No, this is James, and he will contact you back in a few hours. So.
No, wait a minute. Right. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Pause. Wait, sir. Pause. Who am I speaking with?
Hmm?
Who is this?
This is James.
Oh,
I will be calling
so
you,
okay.
So he will contact
okay, wait,
you.
James, please wait, James.
Okay,
I'm
okay,
going to be busy
okay.
on call. So I need to get James. Please listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I need to schedule a call because I have a lot of Zoom meetings today, so he can't just randomly call me. So here's my concern. I will work this weekend and send through all these corrections and problems that need to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And they are real problems. So we will get this up to speed, I hope. I'm feeling very uncomfortable and very nervous right now because for a first draft, there were so many errors that, like the way the references were set up, the missing sidebar, the lack of footnotes when they were provided was, you know, they weren't just puff footnotes. They were real footnotes, quotes and stuff. So what I don't understand is why there were such glaring omissions and the references were so wrongly set up. It makes me doubt. I just spent $3,000 and I'm just wondering. And then you made a comment, well, there's not enough. There's very few references. I sent like 15, 20 footnotes online, whereas I said to Justin, who sold me this 3 times, I said, I want to make sure before I invest that we have ample amount of material to move forward. Oh, yes, you do. And then you're telling me there's not enough. So all of this has created a lot of nervousness on my part. I just feel like I might have just thrown $3,000 in the ocean. So what I need to understand is why the first draft was so subpar in terms of just factual information that I provided, as well as the setup of references, the absence of the sidebar, and I need to be sure all of that is corrected. But I don't understand what happened, why the first draft was so off in those 3 areas. Can you explain that to me? Why so much was wrong and left off?
I don't know why the draft is so.
Okay, no problem. James, obviously you don't have the answer, and I understand that. I want to set up a time to speak to the senior editor, because if I'm going to spend hours and hours this weekend going through this and making sure that they understand how to reference it correctly, where the footnotes go, I want to be sure that that's just not going to be more wasted time. So I need to schedule a call with the senior editor. So can we make a scheduled time
Okay, I will schedule a time with you, with my editor, like after 2 hours. That's not a problem for you.
Okay, I'm in New York City. I'm sorry. It was very bad connection. I'm in New York City, James. And today is Friday. I don't know where you are. And I have calls at 2, 3, 4. Can we have a call? Let's see. It is now in New York City. It's 1 o'clock. Can we have a call at 1:30?
Okay, no problem. 1:30 New York clock time. Okay.
Yes. Now, one moment, please. One moment. I'm really frustrated. 1:30 New York time. And who is the senior editor?
Can please come again?
Who is the senior editor? James, the
Ken
senior
Williams.
Editor?
Ken Williams.
Ken Williams. Okay.
Yeah.
So what is Ken's number, just in case he doesn't call?
Yeah, he will call you at 1:30.
Okay, on this number, 347-350.
Let me know that number. Just give me a minute.
Well, you should have the number, but it's 347.
Okay. 347.
35. Okay, listen, James, you're not hearing me. 347 350 4888. Can you repeat that, please?
347-350-4888.
88.
88,
okay. Yes, and I expect a call at 1:30 to express these concerns and the process of making all the corrections, but I'm trying to understand if I was just spammed or not, frankly, because this doesn't look like a professional first draft to me on any level, and I'm very nervous about what's happened here. So maybe it's standard that the first draft is very rough and very incomplete, and maybe it's standard, but I need to understand better what's going to happen in the second draft, because this was not a first draft. This was like they left off so much stuff. It was like crazy.
No, I will tell him about all your concerns about your concerns, and he will call you at 1:30, so he will give you every.
Okay, great, and I'll speak with Ken. Great. I'll speak with Ken, and what's your number, James? Because the number I called was Justin's number.
No, this is Justin's number, but he is already moving right now, so I picked up the call before.
Okay, so it's the same number. Okay,
yeah.
I'm just concerned that Wiki moderators is a real thing now. I don't even know what I've got. Yeah, well, let's find out. We'll see if we can get these corrections, because whoever did that first draft was working on a very subpar level. That's not a first draft. That's like leaving off a lot of good stuff. So, okay, we'll speak with Ken at 1:30 on this call, on this line.
Okay, okay. Sorry for the inconvenience
right,
again,
you.
Margaret. Sorry. And he will call you back, okay?
Sorry?
Sorry for the inconvenience, and he will call you back for in that 1:30.
Great. Okay, great. Thank you, James.
Bye.
Bye.